By pronouncing these words, he simultaneously revitalizes those who have behaved virtuously and are persecuted with such hopes, and makes those who have faltered more devoted out of fear. Moreover, he reaffirms his statements concerning the resurrection of the body. Without a doubt, he says, that which has served both purposes will not be left out from the rewards, but along with the soul will in one instance be punished, in the other rewarded. However, some heretics argue that it is a different body that is resurrected. How can this be? Tell me, did one sin and another get punished? Did one act virtuously and another is rewarded? And what will you say to Paul who said, "We don't want to be stripped but be clothed over"? And how is the mortal aspect absorbed by life? Because he didn't say that the mortal or corrupt body would be absorbed by an incorruptible body, but that corruption is consumed by life. This only happens when the same body is raised. But if God would abandon that body and provide another, corruption is no longer consumed, but continues ruling. Therefore, this is not the case. But this corruptible, meaning the body, has to wear incorruption. The body is in a liminal state, existing in the current state, and destined to be in the future state. It is in the former state first, because the incorruption cannot deteriorate. For neither does corruption inherit incorruption, he states, for how can it then be incorruption? But on the contrary, corruption is swallowed up by life, for the former survives the latter, but the latter does not survive the former. Just as wax melts in the face of fire, but does not melt the fire itself, so too does corruption dissolve and disappear under incorruption, but is never able to overpower incorruption itself.